So why do we pray? Why do we fast? Why do we give alms? It's a simple question, but Jesus presumably asks the question in what he says today. Do we do all of this so that others will think highly of us? Congratulations, then you've received your reward from them. Good luck with that. God bless you. I hope all of you have lived long enough to understand the fickle nature of the human heart. One day you're a superstar. You rock. Everything you do, everything you touch is gold. And the next day, you are the butt of jokes and a laughingstock. If this is where you want to find your worth, your value, your identity, by all means. But it is not a safe place, my brothers and sisters. The gratitude of others is not a safe place to build and construct one's life. All of the effort, all of the work of your life, on what foundation will you build it? Our Heavenly Father is so unlike fallen humanity. He loves us yesterday, he loves us today, he loves us tomorrow. He loves us forever. He loves us even when we do not love ourselves. That's the kind of foundation I want. That is the only one that needs see my heart. Jesus doesn't say don't pray. He doesn't say don't give alms. He doesn't say don't fast. He says, but do it so that only your Heavenly Father can see. Have you ever tried to get justice from somebody? Somebody hurts you. Somebody wounds you. It happens all the time. And you try and get justice from them. Maybe it's a financial thing and they give you the money, and yet you're unsatisfied. Or your demand for justice almost like turns into revenge. It's like, I want you to feel the same pain that I felt. And then they feel it, and you still don't feel healed or better. In the same way that we really cannot receive healing or justice from another human being because they don't know how they have wounded us. We don't even know how they've wounded us. How important to entrust that wound to the Lord and say, Lord, I entrust this to you. You know my heart. You know how this has wounded me. You know how this has hurted me. You know how to heal me and make me whole. I give all of this to you and I forgive. I let it go. I'm sure there's been studies written on the family members of those who have been murdered, and then they follow the family through to like capital punishment and then following afterwards. The taking of another life doesn't bring another life back. It doesn't bring healing to the wounds and the hurt and the sorrow and the breaking. So all this to point out what Jesus is pointing out. Do it for God, and he is faithful, and he will see, and he will bless. If you do it for humanity, you're playing the fool. Because humanity is fickle. and what will be in style and hip one day will be out of date, and what is the French word, passé, come today. Build your life on a foundation that is solid and firm. Love God because He deserves your love. Praise Him, glorify Him because He is worthy of all praise and glory. And your Heavenly Father will see and will bless and love. Amen.